Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is Allison, and I'm happy that you're here with us. We have an exciting hour of talk radio coming your way on VBS Radio, so stick around, because I know you don't want to miss it. But before I get to the show, I've got a few announcements to make, so bear with me. Now, recently I taught a workshop in Doylestown, PA, which was really wonderfully received. And many of you have expressed a desire to learn more about numerology, so I'm designing the same class that I did in Doylestown, teleconference style. This class will be interactive because each student will have their own personal numerology chart to work with as the class begins. The workshop is not only designed to teach you numerology, but also to help you better understand your own personal unique energy. The teleconference class also has so much to offer because there'll be personalized instruction, instant questions and answers, and the convenience of doing it from your own home. Now, this is an introductory class, and there's going to be worksheets provided, and the dates are to be announced. So if you're interested at all in the teleconference class for numerology, please contact me at my email, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, or alynch@ptd.net for more information. And you can find both of those email addresses right on my bio page, right on the front page of BBS. The other thing that I need to announce is my newsletter. I'm encouraging you all to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. Now, once a month, I publish a newsletter on the subject of numerology. It's not only fun, but it's informative, too. It'll give you additional insights about numerology. It's absolutely free, and all you have to do is email me at those email addresses and put newsletter in the title. And my final announcement before I get to my guest is I want you all to please go to this website. It's www.firethegrid.com. You can read about it on my bio page as well, on my show info page, and I'm going to be mentioning this website every show from now until the 17th, so you better get used to it because this is just an inspiring story, an inspiring website. And I really would like to see you all visit it. Now, I guess it's time to get to our guest this evening. Our guest this evening is Pam Blizzard, and she founded www.friendscommunity.org in 2000 as an online metaphysical community, which has grown to over 12,000 members worldwide. Friendscommunity.org reached worldwide acclaim when it was featured on Crossing Over with John Edward, and recommended by Hay House author John Holland as a resource for support and sharing in his 2007 book, Power of the Soul. Now, Pam herself is a metaphysical teacher, author, and an intuitive consultant who uses her intuitive abilities and knowledge of metaphysics to help bring clarity and focus to people in their daily lives by channeling guidance and encouragement in reaching their goals and on their spiritual path. Her website is www.pamblizzard.com. I have to laugh every time I see your last name. I'm from New York, Pam, and blizzard is not a good thing, okay? Okay, but anyhow, everyone.
It is if you like Dairy Queen.
There you go. Maybe I just need to change my visualization with blizzard from snow to Dairy Queen. Oh, that will work. Okay, that works, Pam. Thanks. But anyways, everybody, please join me as I welcome Pam to Visible by Numbers. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on. It's quite an honor. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I mean, I have to say that so often when I'm speaking to my clients, and these are people that are discovering their soul purpose or awakening to their spiritual side, and they often tell me that they literally have no one to talk to about their experiences or to share what's going on with them. And, Pam, I got to tell you, ever since I discovered your website, you know, I've been referring people there and telling them this is a great community, a great place to go. And so it's really a wonderful, wonderful website, and I'm sure it's really helping a lot of people by feeling connected. And one of the first questions that I wanted to ask you was, what was your motivation for creating this website?
Well, very, you know, exactly the same that you just described. I happen to live in a geographical area that was pretty much devoid of any other metaphysical resources. My nearest metaphysical bookstore was an hour and a half away. There really, you know, there weren't any organizations that were easily found. If they were around, I sure couldn't, you know, find them on the internet or in the Yellow Pages or in the newspapers. So I saw that there was a need for a safe place to discuss these kinds of topics on the internet. It was a natural resource, of course, to be able to reach out to other people. And I did that, and I found other discussion groups, but I found that they were pretty much infected by cynics or religious fundamentalists or people who wanted to condemn, or it was either that or the science fundamentalists. And even then, if it wasn't that, it was the 1-900 ads for the, you know, hotlines or something. And it was really not a safe place, not an open place to discuss topics like this. And mm-hmm. So for the very same reasons, that's why I created it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's almost synchronicity how you and I met. I still sometimes in amazement by it because, you know, I had a MySpace, which I built it simply because my daughter had a MySpace, and it was kind of to connect to her and to her friends. And I really was about at the point where I wanted to take it down because, like you said, I was getting these 1-900 things, and some very strange people were messaging me, and I just thought, well, this must be a kid's place, not a place where I belong. And I was about 2 days from taking down the MySpace, and then along comes Pam Blizzard and a message from Friends Community. And I have to say that that was just one of those moments in time, don't you think, Pam?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to give credit to Laura Wooster here because she's the one who said, you know what, you need to come over to MySpace because it's a great place to connect with other people. And we really wanted to bring more and more people into the site and let more people know that our site was available to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the site is not advertised. They just spent no money on advertising the site.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura set up a wonderful MySpace page. And it was the funniest thing. You know, our site has pretty much a resident astrologer in wonderful astrologer Maria Vaiano. And mm-hmm. I had just said to Laura, I don't know why, I said, you know what, our site could really use a numerologist. Mm-hmm. And she's actually the one that forwarded me your profile. And I looked mm-hmm. at you and had three or four people or something, and I don't know, you and I hooked up, and I have to tell you, I'm one of the biggest skeptics in the world, even though I do what I do, and I study what I study for the longest time. I'm still kind of in the middle there where you have to really show me. And I've been read by a lot of people, and I've had some actually very famous people, psychics, read me and couldn't get a bead on me for anything, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm closed off or anything, because I do believe, and I was hoping for a good reading, and couldn't get a good reading. And you gave me a reading, and you blew me away. And I couldn't believe all the things that you were able to tell me and tell me about my past. And you knocked me over with the information that you gave me. And it all made sense.
Well, that's very kind of you. Very kind of you to say.
Knew I had to have, well, it's the truth, you know. And I knew that I really wanted you to be available as a resource to the people on our site.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I wanted you to be my numerologist from that point in.
Well, you have wonderful, wonderful people there. I mean, that's what I like about it is they're so kind. They're so loving. I really have enjoyed the contact that I've had with the people that have written me and emailed me or sent me messages. You really have a wonderful collection of kindred spirits and wonderful souls there on Friends Community. And I really appreciate being invited to the site and joining the site and being part of it. But more importantly, it's the good that you do for everyone, really. I mean, it's almost like a humanitarian sort of an effort, creating a safe space for people to be able to come and discuss their experiences. And there's a lot of support there as well. And I find the words of encouragement and the support and the love that goes on there. It's just a wonderful thing. And sites like that, well, you said you don't advertise. Well, welcome to Advertising 101, because we're officially advertising. Let's see. Pam, give them the website. Spell it out for them, please.
It's www.friendscommunities.org. And you know what? Thank you very much. But you know what? And you give me the credit. But you know what? I kind of stand in the back and I do the technical work, and because that is my background is internet technology, and that's why I knew how to create it. And you are absolutely right that we do have a very unique energy going. It's not like your typical websites where we use a lot of acronyms that you can't or abbreviations that you can't understand. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of there's not gossip.
Well, maybe you might want to share for a moment with the listening audience just basically the kinds of topics that are discussed on Friends Community. What goes on
there,
Pam?
Well, you know, at a larger level, we do try to report news about metaphysics that's in the news, whether it's research, kind of like the research that Gary Schwartz has done, Dr. Gary Schwartz, or the now, unfortunately, now defunct Pear Laboratory at Princeton. But we do like to look at psychic research, paranormal research in the scientific field, kind of the melding of science and spirit. We also report on seminars that are being given by the top leaders in the field. We also have people who give testimonials about different seminars that they've been to, or book reviews. We also go into topics, it's really pretty wide, whether it's angels or astrology, numerology, after-death experiences, after-death communication, mediumship, developing your own psychic ability, or developing your own spiritual path. And it really doesn't matter. I like to say that the internet spaces are without ages or races, and it doesn't matter whether you are black, white, yellow, red, whether you come from a Christian background, Jewish, pagan, it doesn't matter whether you have blue eyes, brown eyes, whatever. You know, it's all about the ideas that we're conveying to each other. And I think that's what makes our site so special. It's really about the energy of human-to-human communication. And it's respectful. And the nice thing that we've created is a feeling that you can disagree with someone, you can disagree with somebody in a very respectful way, and feelings don't get hurt. But it goes beyond just the online communication. I've developed incredible friendships that I know are going to last me to the end of my life. And we go to different events. For example, we went to a John Holland event last October, had an incredible energy between 16 people that really they came from Texas, came from Washington, New York, Florida, just from all over the country, and met. And it's like you've known each other for years because you've been communicating at that level, at that heart level.
Right. Well, I do think that the law of attraction is at work there, Pam. I really believe that you're attracting like-minded vibrations, like-minded souls. And I do have to say that I've had the opportunity to glance through responses and messages, and there's a lot of wisdom to behold on this site, a lot of spiritual wisdom. And you yourself, quite frankly, dear, I mean, you are well-versed in many subjects, and you really have a very wise, old sage approach to everything. And I absolutely admire some of the posts that you yourself have written. So I think you're a very appropriate leader for this website. I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know,
that's
very wonderful and kind of you to say. I really do appreciate that. But I do also want to say, as much as I have provided to the website, whether it's based on a book I've read or an experience that I've had or a seminar that I went to, I have learned so much. The site has also been a blessing to me. I put a lot of work into the site, in the back end, doing upgrades at midnight, you know, or writing or providing links and researching things for people.
Sure.
But I really have received so much. I have learned so much. I mean, you know, I'm really not the same person today that I was 7 years ago when I started it. I think I'm better off for it, too.
Right. Well, I absolutely agree. Even you and I recently discussed, because we've been doing some promotions for Hay House having to do with their authors and offering free mini readings. And in itself, just the experience of that has been a blessing and a teaching experience as well. To, you know, I think you learn from everything, whether it's the fight itself or anything that you do. It's all a learning experience. And I just want to say, you know, BBS Radio by far has got such a wonderful community of wonderful hosts. It is a beautiful site, and there's so much wonderful information there as well. And it's a great place to go to listen to the talent. The wisdom at BBS just amazes me. But the Friends Community is another one of those websites that really should be on your favorites, and you really should join, and you really should check it out. So, again, friendscommunity.org, people, check it out. It's one of those beautiful places on the Internet.
I just want to say that I also echo that invitation. You know, we love to have new people come. Even if you're not very familiar or comfortable with discussion boards, there are so many people on the site just waiting to help new people come along. They love helping new people. Please do come and pay us a visit. Check us out.
Right. Okay, Pam. Well, all right, there we go. There's the advertising, you know. So, okay, now one of the things that we were going to do on the show, and of course I do want everybody to know that in just a few minutes we are going to open up the lines. We're going to be taking your calls. But we did want to talk a little bit about the history of the tarot and how numerology relates to it, and we're going to be discussing that. And I was telling Pam prior to the show that, you know, when it came to numerology, it was just an instantaneous knowledge. And although I've lost count of how many different books that I've read on the subject, and it just sucked in. I knew it. It didn't go anywhere. It stayed in my head. And so it really became very obvious to me that there was a reason why I was connecting to the numbers. There was a reason why I was retaining this knowledge. And tarot is one of those things where I absolutely see the numbers in the cards. I absolutely see where numerology is influencing the meanings of the different cards. But what I know about tarot can be put on a postage stamp. So I'm really going to defer to the expert here, which is Pam. And the one thing I want to start off by saying is in almost every book that I've read about tarot is there's really a reverence to doing the reading. There's actually a reverence acknowledging the synchronicity of the moment where you're connecting and you're asking for divine guidance. Even the way in which one would take care of their cards, putting them in a special box or perhaps in a silk pouch. But there's almost a reverence to the acknowledging the divinity and the fact that they are indeed a divination tool. And, of course, numerology is a divination tool as well. And, you know, so many times on the Internet, people go and they can punch in their name and their birth date and they can get this computerized reading. That is not numerology. It's far from it. Numerology is when you actually take out that pencil and you actually write that person's name out and you connect, you actually acknowledge the divinity of the moment, the synchronicity of the connecting to that energy in order to get that information about that person in order to do their reading. It's very much the same in which you connect to the tarot, and I very much admire that every time I read that in the books. And I was just wondering your thoughts on that, Pam?
Absolutely. You know, everything is energy, and you're going to find that between all the different types of tarot decks out there, and all the different people who read, every reader has a slightly different way of approaching it. And there's a spectrum. There is a spectrum in tarot cards that at the very lowest level, it could be a Rorschach to tell a story. And at the other end of the spectrum, it could be a divination tool or a fortune-telling tool. I take a different approach. I don't consider it a fortune-telling tool. I tell everybody I'm not a fortune-teller.
Right.
I don't try to look into somebody's future because I believe that our strongest power is in the current moment. That's where the most strongest blessed moment. It's absolutely the way I sit down to do a reading. I pray and I meditate.
And
there's affirmations that I say. But I pray to become an empty vessel, a channel for divine guidance. And I do, you know, I have the person's permission to do the reading. By virtue of them asking me to do the reading, and I connect to their guides or their guardians or their angels or their other side energies to come into the reading. I invite them into the reading, And my belief is that, you know, those energies directed by God, however you perceive it, really order those cards, okay? And they come up exactly where they're supposed to tell the story that they're supposed to. So that absolutely is my belief. There are different traditions or beliefs about your cards that you are supposed to, you know, keep them in a very natural substance, whether it's wood or silk. There's some that you either stick to or you don't. You know, some people have said you have to get your first deck of cards as a gift. Well, you know, there's people who collect cards and have 100 different decks. Mm-hmm. So if you wait for somebody to give you a gift, then you may never get started if you want to get started in tarot. But yes, there definitely is a reverence. For example, I wanted a reading one time, and it's, you know, sometimes as a reader you want someone else to give you a reading, you feel it's more objective, and I invited somebody to my house, and she laid out the cards, and she looked at them, and she said, no, and she swept them all back together and started reshuffling, and I'm like, wait a second, that's my reading. You approach your cards, you approach the activity and the whole process with a certain trust and reverence.
Exactly.
And when she did that with the cards, I, you know, anything she said after that, I didn't really trust because I knew that she had no trust.
You know what I found?
Either her ability to discern the cards or in her connection.
Right.
So that's one thing that I've learned that I never do. What I've dealt is what I read.
Right. Well, what I noticed is in preparing for the show, I did get out because I do own a couple of decks of cards, and I. You know, I realized that, you know, like I said, what I know about tarot is really through the numerology. I can understand it. But I was really kind of amazed because I was shuffling a deck and I was kind of looking at it. And I instantaneously was feeling the energy come in, quite like when I do a numerology reading. When I always use a pencil because it grounds the energy, and I always write the person's name out in capital letters across a big piece of paper, and that's how I begin to configure and to add up and to figure out the numbers. And I always feel the energy coming in when I do that. But when I was holding the tarot cards, I was getting the same energy coming in. So I thought, well, I must be getting good at something because now it's coming through in other ways. But it just kind of reminded me of the reverence that it isn't a divination tool and that it is meant to give guidance. And I was rather kind of, that never happened before, but it happened when I got them out this time. So Pam, listen, I want to open up the lines shortly here, but I was wondering if I noticed, you know, in what I understand, I guess, about tarot. I mean, I know the numerology really literally can be traced back to 325 A.D. You know, frankly, it kind of is rather ancient. And when I was trying to decide when or figure out when tarot first came about, the latest that I could find was the 14th century. That is the origins of tarot. So do you think that tarot, you know, is indeed based on numerology to a certain extent? Pam, are you with us? Pam? Well, is Mercury in retrograde already? Hello? Hello? Okay, Donna. Well, everyone, welcome to Mercury in Retrograde, because we lost Pam. I don't know if we lost me. Don't know what happened, but definitely. Pam, you with us, right? Pam? Hello? Seth?
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Alison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Alison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Alison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hi, this is Allison. Pam, are you with me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. I can hear you. That's great. All right. We apologize to the listeners. Apparently, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. Who knows? But we had some technical difficulties. But this is really a good time to remind everyone that's listening that you're listening to BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio network on the planet. Tonight's guest is Pam Blizzard. She's the founder of FriendsCommunity.org, and we're going to be discussing a little bit about numerology and tarot, and we also are going to be doing some intuitive readings. Pam's going to be using tarot cards. I'm going to be using numerology. So I'm going to announce the call-in numbers because we're a little late on opening up the lines. So if you want to call in, if you got a question for Pam, if you'd like to have a reading, you can call in toll-free at 877-876-5227 in the USA. If you're calling from Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. And, of course, if you're in California, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. If you didn't get those numbers, they're right on the front page of www.bbsradio.com. Okay, Pam, so the lines are open. Maybe they'll call. Maybe they won't. We lost the caller already. But we were just about getting ready for you to do a little brief talk about what exactly is the tarot. Give us a little history. Oh, wait, hold on, Pam, because I think our caller's here. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, it's Julia. How are you this evening?
I am fine, Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. Doing well. Hi, Pam. How are you?
What can we do for you, Julia? Did you call in for a question? Do you want a reading?
I'd like to request a reading, please.
And, Julia, have I done a reading for you before?
Yes, you have.
Okay, so then we will let Pam do this then.
Okay, thank
you. Okay. Let me just give for your numerology listeners a little bit of background here about tarot. The tarot, you know, tarot is a pretty broad description for something that originally began in around in the 1400s in Europe, and I think the only things that the historians can agree on is nobody really knows exactly what the history of the tarot is. But what we do know is what is the great-great-great-great-grandchild of these cards is the broker deck that we know today. So we've got four suits, and we also have an additional 22 cards that can depict the karmic life path or the spiritual journey that we take. And numerology is absolutely integral to reading tarot cards. Now, Julia, do you have a particular question that you would like to ask or a topic that you need guidance on?
Well, honestly, right now there's a lot of things changing in my life. I'm at this place where my daughter is going to college and I'll be an empty nester, and it's just kind of a time of transition. So I was basically just hoping for guidance for kind of like a little red arrow go here.
Okay. Well, the way I work, that's good that you're asking about what's going on now, you know, because the way that I do work is I do deal with the current moment. Like I said, that is where your strongest power is. I think a lot of times we're looking in the past, we're worrying about the future, and, you know, we kind of lose sight of what's currently going on and energies that we have available to us that might be opportunities. And I pulled a card for you, okay? And the card that I have pulled for you is the Three of Cups. Now, cups in tarot represent the part of our life that is about our emotions, our consciousness. It represents the element of water, and consciousness is watery. Emotions can be very watery, okay? And the Three of Cups, actually, it depicts three women holding their cups up to the sky, as if they're toasting each other, and they are surrounded by the abundant harvest, okay? And threes, we know, and Allison, you can jump in here anytime, is all about creativity.
Absolutely.
Okay? Creation, resolution, it's about the product of the paternal one with the maternal two, okay? As well as a commitment to the opportunity presented. So, what part of your life, I would ask you, what part of your life, when I say the word creativity, what do you think of?
Well, I think I probably need to use it in a career. in some form.
Are you already creative? Look around your life and tell me how you create.
Well, I'm not really especially creative now, but I did go to school for, like, interior design.
Very creative.
So I haven't really applied it, per se, other than, you know, just in my own home kind of thing.
Julia,
well, sure.
When I did your reading,
go ahead.
We discussed that,
mm-hmm.
creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, go ahead, Pam.
Yeah, you know, we women, we are just absolutely socialized to put everything else on the back burner and raise our children. And not that that's a bad thing, but
mm-hmm.
these are the cycles. Life is all about cycles. Think about, you know, gears of a big clock, small gears, big gears, gears that move quickly, gears that move slowly. Mm-hmm. And I think what your guides are saying to you right now through this, you know, you're very emotionally attached to this these situations, and this thing that's very bound you up emotionally for the last number of years is kind of, that cycle is ending, and a new cycle is starting. So your guides are saying to you, look back to your personal creativity. It's time to look at Julia's creativity. And if you went to school for interior design, you put that all on the back burner, you're telling me. Well, maybe it's time to move it to the front burner.
Yeah, I just need to think about how, you know, because it's kind of a diversified, you know, you can use it in a lot of different ways. I just haven't quite narrowed down the how and the, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, you know, the how...
I'm sorry, Pam, but I would just visualize a scenario that makes you happy and just try to think. You have to make a decision of what you want to do first.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to do some visualization of what would
make
you happy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If you could, if I said to you, if I were your fairy godmother and if I could say to you, I can wave a wand so that you cannot fail. No matter what you do tomorrow with your creativity, if it's interior design, if you could not fail, what would you do?
Oh, wow.
And not that I'm putting you on the spot to answer that now, but figure out what that is. And really from that viewpoint, if you could not fail, what would you do? And then figure out how. Because I think now you don't even know what yet, and you're putting the how before the what.
Yeah. Good advice, Pam.
Excellent. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Very good. Wow.
Well, Julia... good luck with that, and we appreciate your calling in, Julie. Was that helpful?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you both very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, take
care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Julia. Well, see, you know, Pam, that's an example of me reading your mind. Just kidding. I'm going, wait a minute, we got to talk here about you. You've got to make a decision first. But exactly what you said, which is really kind of interesting to me, as I recall Julia's reading, and we discussed the creativity. And, of course, with anyone that's creative, oftentimes emotions, if you don't deal with your emotions, you actually block your creativity. Or if you have a lot of emotions, you're blocking. So you gave some really good advice. And guess what, Pam? We have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Eve.
Hi, Eve. How are you?
Hi, honey. Good.
I bet you
have
a question for Pam.
Hi, Pam.
This is another person that I've done her numerology, Pam, so I'm deferring to you.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Eve?
Hi, Eve.
Hi, Pam. I'm feeling on the mend.
Good girl. Good girl.
Okay.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. So do you have a particular question or a topic that you are looking for guidance on?
Well, I have two, so how about just like a general? Can you just...
Okay, you just want me to go with what I'm getting?
That
always
works
out well, too.
Yeah, please.
Okay, what would you, like I said, if you heard me describe earlier, what we do is we ask for protection and
yes.
we ask for guidance. We ask that your guides and your guardians and your angels, you know, I don't discriminate or I don't try to discern
right.
what's coming into this reading. I let God delegate, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see what happens for you here.
Thank you.
Well, the High Priestess, okay? The High Priestess is a karmic card. It's one of those cards that talks about the karmic lessons that we came here to learn. You ever have these situations in your life where you just keep running up against the same situation over and over? You could go from job to job, but you keep going, running into the same person
mm-hmm.
with the same issues. That's what a karmic lesson is. You keep hitting this thing until you learn it. The High Priestess is all about your inner intuition and your spiritual. It's about you living your spiritual path. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding the balance between the physical world and the spiritual world. And it's all about that inner intuition and that inner spiritual knowledge. It's that spiritual side that we sometimes really don't pay too much attention to because we're so busy driving to the store, getting our gas filled up and complaining about the price of gas. And, you know, it's really putting the focus back on that spiritual path life. Are you in a position in life where you can spend a lot of time on your spiritual path?
I have been, yes.
Okay, good.
The past year and a half, it's been more upfront in my life than before then.
Okay. Well, that's what this is, confirmation. You know, this is a number two card, okay? Even these cards in the 22 major arcana that talk about the spiritual path have a number. Numbers all throughout the tarot cards, okay? And two is about relationship and duality. It's the active positive principle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's that two energy again. So this is about your relationship with yourself, your spiritual relationship, okay? If you look at the High Priestess is not typically what you would think of your High Priestess. She's sitting behind her is something veiled, and that
mm-hmm.
means secrets. But like the occult, and the occult has a negative connotation these days, but
right.
It just means some things that are hidden. And so it's about going within to those things that are normally hidden and learning those secrets and using your intuition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I say, she's sitting between two pillars of black and white, material world, physical world, light and dark. So it's finding the balance between those two worlds, but really more focusing on that spiritual side.
Okay.
So this is confirmation for you that that's definitely
yes.
where you need to be. And, you know, that's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
So
right.
this is confirmation of the work that you're doing.
Great. Okay.
And although Eve hasn't consulted with me in a long time with her numerology, I will point out the karma in Eve's chart. And I will tell her that she's a goddess. She's a physical goddess in many, many ways, but she's also a spiritual goddess as well. And that Evie and I think are, I really believe, Evie, you and I are soul friends because we reflect each other's energy
mm-hmm.
In many, many places in our chart. And I know what a very spiritual person you are, and I know the things that you have been working through. And part of I will give you this advice, that part of you're incredibly intuitive and incredibly psychic. It's almost to the point where sometimes it's a detriment for you, that it's just so strong in you. And that's something that you have to ground, that energy. You really have to ground it. And I'm going to tell you, girlfriend, that this is the year for you to start new things.
I hope so.
It's brand new opportunities. And,
I'm
you know,
dying.
My biggest advice for you, sweetheart, is this. It's got to be done by your own hand. And
it is.
You may go to the hard knock school of, well, this worked, but that didn't, but I'll figure it out. You have to just take a risk this year. You have to be courageous this year, and you just got to grab the bull by the horns this year.
Can't be any more courageous than I've been. So, yeah. I'm just getting more and more courageous every day.
And you're healthier because this is a year that will bring you that health. It'll bring you more energy. So,
that's
you know, I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Okay, thanks,
thank
Bonnie.
You. Thank you so much, Pam.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go.
Well,
all right, Pam.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Pam.
I was just going to say, everything that you said about the goddess energy, that's definitely the High Priestess.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely is mirrored in the High Priestess, so that's confirmation mm-hmm. for me that we're right on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, when you said karma, I just was laughing because, you know, I know Eve's chart, and I'm going, yeah, of course there's karma there because, anyhow. We were, certainly, I'm going to remind everybody, we have about probably 10 more minutes, then we can take another call. So I will, again, remind everyone in our listening audience that you're listening to BBS Radio, And my guest this evening is Pam Lizard, and we're kind of mixing numerology and tarot this evening. And if you have a tarot question and you would like to speak to Pam, by all means, give us a call. If you have a numerology question, I'd be happy to answer you as well. And we certainly would be, both of us would be immensely happy to do a reading for you. We can tag team you doing one of each. So just before I answer the caller that just called in, I'm going to give the numbers. It's USA 1-877-876-5227, Canada 888-815-9756. Who's calling, please?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
We're going to start a new business venture, my husband and perhaps a friend, and just would like some guidance on that.
Okay. Now, Donna, have I done a reading for you?
No.
Okay, Donna, so what I'm going to require of you is your date of birth, if you could give that to me.
Okay, May 7th, 1968.
May 7th?
Yeah.
Okay. And 1968, right?
Yes.
All righty. And Pam, you are more than welcome to do a card for her while I kind of figure this stuff out.
Okay.
And then I'll do the numerology afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Donna, this new business venture of yours, would you say that it is something that, would you use the words, my heart's desire in you wanting to do this business? Is this something very heart-centered for you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because the card that I pulled for you is the Ace of Cups, which doesn't surprise me because aces are all about new beginnings, okay?
Good.
And that's when you pull an ace in a tarot card reading, that means new energy. And the cups, again, are the element of water, which are all about our emotions and our consciousness. So when I see the Ace of Cups, you know, there's a very exoteric, high-level meaning, and then there's an esoteric, a deeper, secret, hidden meaning to the card. At a high level, you say, well, the Ace of Cups, it's about new love, new romance, new relationships. Sometimes it even means a new baby. But at the esoteric level, it means a new heart-centered energy. And what this depicts is a wonderful hand coming out of the clouds as if it's a gift from spirit. And on the hand is a cup. And flowing out of the cup are five streams of water, which represent the five senses. And a beautiful dove coming down with kind of like the Christian symbolism of a communion wafer into the cup. And so what this denotes is success, wonderful heart-centered energy, and it depicts Hebrew yod, it's the Hebrew letter of the alphabet, also flowing down, and those mean the hand of God. So I would say that you, as long as you keep your heart in this, and you make every decision out of love, and when I say love, I don't mean romantic love. I mean like heart chakra kind of love.
Right.
Then you're going to do fine. This business is going to be wonderful for you.
Wow, great.
Very successful.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
What is the business, may I ask?
Well, my husband is going to become a raw food chef, and he wants to become a life coach, and then I'm going in learning matrix energetics here. And
I was going to say.
Yeah. Learning some of that, and then my friend is into healing and that kind of thing. So we all want to collaborate and open up some kind of center or...
Right.
Yeah, not really.
Well, that's what I was going to bring into your numerology reading was what I'm seeing really is something related to the metaphysical, something that may be related to healing or something that's related to helping humanity in some fashion because where you're a nine-life path, which means you come to serve, you come to really... bring a gift to humanity to make it a better place. Your birthday number is talking about incredible connection. Between those two numbers, that's an incredible connection to the spiritual realm, a great deal of direction and guidance, plus being a rather old soul in the sense that you're bringing incredibly high energy with you. You have a purpose in your life. And where I see you now is absolutely anything that you do at this time in your life that serves to teach others, to enlighten them in some fashion, or to help them out along their paths is going to bode very well in the energy of the Seven Pinnacle. I can actually see a certain amount of fame and fortune coming for you even later on in life where you actually may get a great deal of recognition. This is really a time for you to go out and start something new or whatever it is that you're doing, but you're perfecting it as well. And it's also training, and it's preparing you for something even bigger further on down the road, I believe. And certainly this is a year for you for creativity. I mean, this comes, it's almost like a vision or a dream. And this is the year to manifest that dream and to start to make it grow. So you're in perfect timing with your numerology chart as well. But truly, truly, I respect the energy that you come with. I will tell you, I don't know if you've ever had numerology done, but being a nine life path, just so that you know you know, sometimes that's difficult, especially early on in life, and you're truly learning about unconditional love. And there may have been many, many experiences in your life that have taught you, you know, perhaps you've been a victim, perhaps you've been in a position of where you've needed compassion, but there's been many experiences that have taught you how to have compassion for those that are less fortunate or those that are in need. And that's part of your journey. And this wonderful, wonderful wisdom that you bring by virtue of that seven birthday, it's not about you learning, it's about you remembering. And so you also seek spiritual truth, and you're very wise. So I for what you said, for what you're going to do, I mean, all these numbers are screaming bravo, because it seems to me you're following your path. So congratulations.
Well, excellent. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That does come from
the
heart.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank
Donna.
You.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, Pam. You still with me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. You got to say that really quick because you make me nervous. After yes, Elsa, I'm here. Okay, because I never know. All right. So we are still, as I said, the lines are open. Just check for the phone number on the front of BBS. But, Pam, did you ever get anywhere close to talking about the history of the tarot? Is there anything you would like to expand upon?
Well, no, I was just saying that, you know, nobody really knows for sure where the deck became more than just a parlor game and a divination tool. There's lots of speculation about whether it was something that was used in ancient Egypt or by Kabbalists. But what we do know is that the deck is rich in symbolism. So numerology plays a huge part in the traditional tarot cards. What we call the Rider-Waite deck is probably the most widely used deck. There's color and the actual pictures themselves, but even color, astrological symbols, Kabbalistic symbols. So there's just lots of different symbols that we can read to tell the story.
Okay, Pam, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, dear, but I do believe we have another caller. Not sure if it's a question or not. Who's calling, please?
This is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. I'm assuming that you're calling in with a question for Pam.
Yes.
I knew it. I'm telling
you. Hi, Paulette.
You.
Hello.
Pam, this one's for you.
Hi.
Hello. My question is, well, kind of a reading. I want a reading, but on the subject of I live life on this roller coaster, and I'm recently I experienced when I'm on the downswing, I just have such self-doubt. Even though I've been studying everything and know I shouldn't feel that way, I still do. And I just want to know if there's anything that's going to happen I can get over that.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can pull for you from the oracle. Well, basically, this is very clear. Again, this is the Cups night, you know. Another cup card. This is the Five of Cups. Now, again, I said cups represent the element of water, and they do talk about our emotions, and it sounds like what you're talking about is your emotions. Okay, we're not talking about your intellect. We're not talking about the material world, which are other things that the deck can talk to us about. It's your emotions. And what the Five of Cups depicts is a caped figure. We can only see their back in a black cape, staring down at three spilled cups. Bummer. Whatever was in the cups is totally spilled out on the ground. But
that doesn't sound good.
What he doesn't see is the two cups behind him that are still standing up and full. So what this tells us is that you may be looking at the cups that have spilled, but you don't see the cups that are full. You may be looking at everything that's negative in your life, but that's holding your focus.
Right.
When you're on that downswing, there's a purpose for the downswing. There's a spiritual purpose for every cycle. Every cycle is perfect. There's no such thing as a wrong cycle. When you're up, you're up. You're feeling it, okay? When
right.
you're down, you don't feel that emotional exhilaration. It's a different feeling. But when you're down, you're just looking at the down.
Right.
There's lessons to be learned. There's spiritual muscles that are being strengthened, tested and strengthened when you're on that downswing. And, you know, welcome to humanity. Everybody's got the downswing, right?
Right.
So what this says is that during those times of change, because five in tarot is about instability and hazard and struggle and change, and, you know, it's also the test of the midway point between 1 and 10, okay?
Uh-huh.
And actually between 0 and 10. So what you need to do when you're on that downswing is
uh-huh.
you need to look around and be grateful. Be grateful for, you're talking to me on the telephone, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you need to be grateful for the telephone. You need to be grateful for the roof over your head. You need to actually say it out loud sometimes, because we lose sight of, like I was talking about before, we lose sight of energy that's available to us in the here and now. Gratitude goes a very long way in bringing us into a state of grace.
And actually, I have been doing that. I'm not feeling it totally, but I have been practicing trying to do that.
Good,
mm-hmm.
good. Paulette, you just have to understand that part of what your gift is one of the negative downsides to it is actually doubting it. And so when you, that doubt, just like what Pam's saying, you need to not look at what you don't have, but just to be grateful what you do have, but also realize you can't doubt what you do have. And I just really want to tell you that when those feelings of it isn't really what I think it is, or if you're doubting things, or you're feeling not confident, you need to empower yourself with those things. Okay?
Okay. Nice talking to
you. And I'm sorry
to
say we've got to wrap up the show, Paulette. So
okay.
We really appreciate your calling in, and I hope it was helpful.
It was, and so nice to talk to both of you.
Wonderful.
Well,
thanks
you.
For calling in, Paulette.
Okay, bye-bye.
Be well.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Pam, guess what? Doesn't an hour fly by really, really fast?
Oh, my gosh. It
oh
does.
My gosh.
I'm so sorry it's over already.
Yeah, I know, because we could go another hour. But anyhow, thank you so much for joining us on Visible by Numbers. And I think that you've given people a lot of wonderful insight. And it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Now, do you have anything that you want to share with our listeners? Perhaps, first off, mention friendscommunity.org and your website and anything upcoming for you. Go ahead and take a second and do that.
Oh, well, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me to be with you tonight. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell people about friendscommunities.org. Please come and join us there. There is so much to share and so much to learn, and we can benefit from your being there, too. We always love to have new energy. And I also would invite your listeners, if they're interested in a reading, to come to pamblizzard.com. That's PAMBLIZZARD.com.
Like
and,
Dairy Queen.
Like the Dairy Queen, exactly. Oh, my favorite. And watch for changes coming there, too. I have a tarot symposium that I'm attending with my colleague, Don Jones, in July. If you go there, click on my blog, click on the calendar. I have some other radio shows that I'm doing, too, where you can also call in and possibly get a reading. So I just appreciate everybody who called in tonight. Thank you so much for allowing me to connect into your energy. And again, thank you, Allison, for inviting me to be here. And thank you for what you do. You do an incredible service for people. Your ability is just, it just wows me.
Well, thank you, Pam. It's my pleasure to be of service. I love people. People are wonderful. I'm just connecting to souls is one of the greatest joys of my life. But we got to go. So, Pam, have a great night. Thank you for being with us. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on Visible by Numbers. We'll be back again next week, same time. Be well.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.